Hello, Cinnabar Moths, or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle, Cinnabar Moths podcast about all things publishing and books. Today here we are here with Chad Music, author of From the Lighthouse. Chad, how are you doing today?
I am very well. I'm excited about my upcoming release.
I'm glad to hear it. So your upcoming release, From the Lighthouse, is your second book with us. And does this launch feel any different than your first release with Not My Recos?
I think it does. It's a different kind of book, so it feels a little bit more confusing about how it's being launched. Like, you and Christopher have helped me figure out kind of how to market it, how you're going to market it, but it's just a less straightforward book.
Okay. What do you mean by less straightforward? In what way?
Not My Ruckus is very realistic in almost all of it. It's like a story that people are engaging in. It's people doing things and talking to each other and things happening. And From the Lighthouse is not really. There's a lot of talking animals and different things in it. Or the narrator imagining that there are talking animals and different things.
Okay, so it's about the kind of the perspectives, and as well as it's more fantastical.
Yeah, it's more magical realism. So both of them have a very close first-person narrator. We see in their head, we only see what they see, and that kind of thing. But with From the Lighthouse, the narrator is not nearly as reliable. They might be misinterpreting things or making things up or lying about things.
Okay. So from that, would you say that the writing process was different from Not My Ruckus to From the Lighthouse?
I think so. With Not My Ruckus, there was a lot of research to make sure that I got details correct. And with From the Lighthouse, there was a lot of thought into how scenes were constructed. But because there's a lot of fantastical or magical realist elements, it's not so important that the details be scientifically and historically accurate.
Okay. And so in one, it was very research heavy, kind of a bit more nitty gritty in that way, where you had to pay attention to all those details. But this one, you're able to have a bit more flexibility with how you decide to write things.
Yeah, like in Not My Ruckus, there's a scene where one of the characters gets a VCS, a video control system. And a year later, that would be renamed to the Atari 2600. And so that, what year it was and exactly what year determined what that thing was called, and it would be inaccurate to call it an Atari because it wasn't called that at the time, even though now we'd probably call it an Atari. That kind of research, I couldn't put that into, okay, how big is a dragon actually? Like, if there's an ancient sea dragon, how big are they? There's not really a good reference for that.
Yeah, that has more. That's just whatever you think is right.
That's right.
What it is. And so with that process, would you say that you were able to enjoy writing From the Lighthouse more than Not My Ruckus?
I think so. I think it's a much easier topic. It's not a book about like childhood trauma. It's a book about gender and non-binariness and how people define themselves in the world. The narrator is defining themselves as a dragon, and that may or may not be true. I think readers could take it either way, but it's a much kind of lighter topic, even though there are some haunting moments and things. This is from reviews that some of it is haunting and that it has frightening places of magic and violence. But it's not anywhere near as dark as Not My Ruckus.
Okay. And so you're writing a different type of book with From the Lighthouse, and you're covering some different topics with it. And do you feel like you've changed as an author through your experiences with writing both of these books and in between writing each of the books even?
I don't think so, really. I think in both, I'm very concerned with what the narrator thinks. And so if the narrator is thinking it, I'm going to write it down if it moves the story forward. And Not My Ruckus is a much more straightforward story because the main character thinks in a much more straightforward way. but there's still the attention to what would this character be actually thinking and what would their responses be. And with Not in From the Lighthouse, Not is much more chaotic and erratic. So sometimes the writing reflects that. But I don't think it's fundamentally different in its concern. Its concern is the thoughts and feelings of one person.
Okay. That makes sense to me. And so with that, with going into a bit more with From the Lighthouse, and the you mentioned before that it talks about non-binariness and self-identity and such. What would you say is the inspiration for From the Lighthouse?
The inspiration is I heard somebody making fun of people who feel like they're dragons, which seemed to me like really petty, because it doesn't hurt anybody. Like if somebody thinks that they're dragonkin or they're wolfkin or whatever, right. I don't personally feel that way about myself. I'm a human. But just the vitriol with which these people were attacking those who identify more strongly with animals, real or imagined, than with humanity just seems so unnecessary. So I thought I'm going to write a story about somebody who believes they're a dragon and what that's like to believe that. Mm. And then the non-binariness came in because, like, is a dragon male or female? And you can have it either way, but also if these creatures were kind of singular creatures of legend, why would they be one or the other?
That's a good point. I had never thought about the fact that dragons don't have any need to be concerned with that, and except for kind of the humans' habits, particularly back in the olden days, of assigning everything to have a specific category.
Yeah, and you know, you have dragons laying eggs and things, and in some of the more popular role-playing games, you might have dragonoids who, like, have boobs or things. But even there, it seems kind of limiting to assume that dragons and other mythical beasts procreate in exactly the same way as humans do and have the same gender roles.
Yeah, that is a good point. With it would be a difference in culture at the very least, because they're entirely different creatures.
Yes.
And do you feel that you explore that a little bit in From the Lighthouse?
Not as kind of focus. Not as pretty lonely, and they only meet one other dragon in the whole book. So I think there's not a lot of exploration of kind of dragon culture there. Because it's not really a book about dragons. I think if people come into it thinking, I'm going to read an exciting fantasy book, they're going to be very confused by the book. And some other early reviews have reflected that. People saying, I don't get what's going on. And some of them are even, this writing is brilliant, but I'm still confused about what's going on. And so I want people to know that this is primarily kind of a literary book in the same way that Not My Ruckus was. And that if you come in expecting, you know, a Dungeons and Dragons type dragon, you're going to be confused and probably disappointed. If you come in expecting to think, I hope you'll like it.
Okay. And so, while dragons and the not being a dragon does bring dragons into it, and there are elements from that, the main focus is more about Not's journey.
Yes. Not goes on a hero's journey, which usually in the hero's journey, the dragon is the villain of that journey. The dragon is the enemy that has to be conquered.
Yeah.
And so here instead, the dragon is the hero.
Okay, a twist on that.
Yes.
I always enjoy twists and on tropes when I read books, personally. With the process for From the Lighthouse, and with writing it as well as with launching of it, have there been any surprises this time around that have caught you off guard or anything as you go into it? You mentioned before that the launch was different than Not My Ruckus was.
I think it's surprising how much more relaxed I am and how much easier it is, because I'm not concerned whether it's a bestseller. I hope that people enjoy it when they read it, but I'm not pinning my hopes on I'm going to quit my job and just write this kind of thing full time. One, because these books take me a year to write usually, and two, because I like my job. So I'm just enjoying the process of being an author and publishing a book rather than nervous about how it's going to do.
And so in book one, you're nervous. Book two, you're able to relax a bit more. And with this relaxation and not being as concerned about how well it does, do you feel like that's influenced your confidence as a writer at all?
I think maybe. I think with the first book, I was like, okay, I'm a debut author. I should win all kinds of awards. My book should be world famous. And with book two, I'm no longer a debut author. Right? I'll never have that back. And I'm not upset about not winning awards. It's just relaxing. Okay. Like if people liked my first book, they may or may not like my second book. I've had one reviewer say, I loved the first book. I didn't like this book because it confused me. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably pick up readers who didn't like the topic of the first book, but like the writing. They'll be like, okay, I like the writing, and this book is about a totally different topic, so I'm going to pick that up. I just feel a lot more relaxed overall about how people will receive it.
Okay, that makes sense. With less, like, mentally on it, you're able to feel more open to whatever comes.
Yeah, Not My Ruckus was really polarizing. Most people either loved it or hated it. There were very few people who were like, it was all right. And I think that From the Lighthouse is going to be less polarizing, but I think there'll be mostly, I loved it and it confused me.
Whereas Not My Ruckus was more, I really didn't like where this went, or I really liked where this went.
Yeah, I feel like Not My Ruckus, there are people who dislike me personally because I wrote it. And with From the Lighthouse, I don't think there's going to be anybody who's like, damn Chad Music, got dragons totally wrong. I don't think I'm going to get any of that sentiment.
Right. Well, that's a good thing, is not being so concerned about, not having to concern yourself with whether or not people are going to feel things towards you as the writer for having written the story.
Yeah, that's right.
And so you're with the second book, who would you say in your family is the most excited about the From the Lighthouse and its release?
I think probably me. My family is supportive, but I think that I'm the one who is interested in what people think. I want to read reviews. I'm not a fan of bad reviews. I'm not sure how many authors are. But I don't mind reviews that say, you know what, I really like the writing, but it was confusing. Or I didn't like this book as much as the last one, but I'm going to keep reading future books. And those reviews that are just kind of meh, I'm okay with those. And I still enjoy learning what people think, and it affects my future writing.
Okay. So you take these as kind of an opportunity to grow rather than necessarily as an attack against you.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure it's growing because, you know, I got a review in Forward Reviews, which is pretty picky about who they review. You know, they said it's an extraordinary and poignant novel. I'm like, okay, that's pretty positive. Like, extraordinary and poignant. And so I feel like it's more about discovering who my audience is than it is about growing as a writer. I think that I'll keep getting better as I write, but I don't think that the feedback is always constructive or helpful in making somebody a better writer. It can make them better at targeting their audience, better at connecting with readers who like the way they write. I think the way you get better at writing is by deliberately practicing writing, reading books about writing, reading good books, and examining how they do things.
Okay, that does make sense to me. You have to hone your craft to improve at it. Knowing where to apply those skills to attract the readers that would naturally be want to approach your book or your style of writing is something that you can refine a bit more as you figure out who those readers are.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I don't think that I'll ever write a romance novel, but that doesn't mean it doesn't require a lot of skill. It doesn't make me more or less skilled because I don't write romance. It just means I have a different thing that I want to convey, so I need a different audience.
Right. Now that you have a second book coming out, you've got these changes that have, or I guess focuses that are coming from the reviews for finding your audience and such. Do you feel that this all this combined is allowing you to feel like you can identify more as an author?
I think I've always identified as an author, as a kind of inclination toward the world. I write about what I see. I think about what I see, and then I write it down. And I've done that since at least when I was 12, when I started high school. I think it lets me relax a bit more as a novelist, mm-hmm. where this is my art form, whereas I write novels instead of, oh, I write short stories, I write poetry, I write novels, I write this and that. I write nonfiction, which I do write all of those. I am published in all of those. But my voice as a novelist, I feel like, is becoming much stronger.
Okay. And so it's less identifying as an author, but more the subcategory of novelist specifically is the identity that's being strengthened for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And with novel writing, you've gotten one and you're about to have a second published. And between Not My Ruckus and with From the Lighthouse being your next one, what are some major milestones that Not My Ruckus achieved that you hope From the Lighthouse might be able to achieve or even potentially surpass? Do you have any?
I think just being invited to some awards. I didn't win, but it's an honor just to be asked, kind of thing. I hope that people enjoy it. And it'd be nice to have people say, I'm waiting for the third book. I think that's a milestone, that after the first book, people might say they're waiting for the second. But if you don't write exactly the same thing, they might not like it. And some authors are able to write the same book over and over with different characters and plot and keep it interesting. I feel like I have to change up everything about it. I have to come up with a new voice. I have to come up with new characters, a new kind of world. And I hope that I have readers who read both books and say, okay, I'm up for the journey of what book number three will bring.
So for you, you're not much of you prefer to branch out with when it comes to perspectives and your focuses, and that movement is something that you hope your readers enjoy rather than being turned off by.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure it's a preference. It's more like I can only write the book that's in my head, which is not to say I can only write when I'm inspired. I sit down and I write even on some days I don't feel like writing at all. But if I have a story, then I'm going to write that story rather than trying to just start writing and see what comes out.
Okay. And so your writing process is always, you've got the idea and then you write what your idea is.
Yeah, I have an image or a phrase or just kind of a scene in mind. And then I figure out, okay, what kind of book would have this in it? What kind of characters do I need? And then I do some light planning. I don't plan down to kind of the paragraph level, but I plan major events in the book and see how they track. From The Lighthouse in particular, I looked at the hero's journey to kind of plan each point and poke fun at it a little bit. This idea that really there's only one story worth telling, and it's the hero's journey.
Okay. And so you've got this process for your writing that you figured out that works very well for you. You've gotten two books now that are being published. And do you have any goals for after From the Lighthouse? It's being published very soon. What's next for you?
I have another book that I'm writing now that I've been working on for a while. And another book after that that's already written. So the one that I'm writing now is a earlier book of the one that's already written. So my goal is to publish at least 2 more books.
Okay, that's exciting. So fans of yours will be, I'm sure, happy to hear that there will be more coming from you. And they have at least 2 more books to look forward to, if not more in the future as well.
Exactly.
And so, speaking of fans, are you aware of the fan base for Not My Records? Because it created a lot of buzz. As you mentioned, it was polarizing, but there were people who said that they loved it. And that does mean that there is a fan base being built. Are you aware of it? How does it feel? Do you have any thoughts about it?
I'm not sure yet how many people are going to be fans. So I have had a couple of repeat readers who got an early copy of Not My Ruckus and got an early copy of From the Lighthouse. And I think I'm not going to know how many of the people who read Not My Ruckus come back to read From the Lighthouse. So I don't know about fans yet.
Okay, so currently you don't feel like you have a fan base.
That's right, yeah.
And so, but with the potential for a fan base, do you feel like that adds any pressure, the thought of having these repeat readers? Does that impact your thought process or your feelings about the writing at all?
No, I mean, I worry about the paparazzi. Like, how am I going to move about the world with just, you know, ones of adoring fans who probably don't even know what I look like. No, so I guess I think about readers and the book I want to write. And I do want people to be able to read and enjoy my books, but I'm not overly concerned with kind of getting a following or a group of fans or anything like that.
Okay. And you mentioned before that with From the Lighthouse, the main focus is on Knot, but Knot's not going to be the only character. They meet many more. And do you have any character that you're particularly excited for your readers, repeat or first-time readers, that you would be excited for them to meet or that you're looking forward to seeing reactions about?
Yeah, I like Bird a lot. So a lot of the characters have unusual or significant names. So Knot lives with Big Man. And there's a black cat named Blackie. And there's a fairy named Una who... Una is a very standard name for fairies. Mm-hmm. I see it in a lot of books. But Bird is probably my favorite character.
Okay. So those of you out there who are going to read From the Lighthouse, look forward to meeting Bird. And, you know, let us know. In the reviews or in comments, you know, let us know what you think of Bird. And it, with you mentioning that Bird is someone you're excited for them to meet. Would you say that Bird is your favorite character in everything or just in particular fashion?
Well, I think Knot is my favorite character in the book, but Bird is my favorite character other than Knot, just because of how unapologetic they are about who they are.
Mm.
And I'll let readers discover what that means, but Bird never doubts for a moment who they are or what they should be or that what they're doing is right.
Okay. That is a personality that I find admirable as well. And I think can be very interesting for a character to have. And so your favorite character for sure is Knot.
That's right.
Okay. And we get to experience Knot's entire journey and evolution throughout the entire book. So that'll be very enjoyable to look forward to. And in the book, would you say that there are any Easter eggs or surprises for fans?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things thrown in there. So Knot is not always aware of kind of reality in a strict sense. But I think some people have already written in reviews that, oh, well, this takes place in Florida, which is never said. But Knot complains that Big Man won't take them to see the mouse. There are various signs that yes, it is Florida. So I think there are some Easter eggs. There are some silly moments, you know, not shouting Super Saiyan. I'm going to go Super Saiyan and things like that. So yeah, I think there will be that. And then there are references to future books. So I think when people read the future books, they'll look at it and they'll go, ah, that's what that was in From the Lighthouse.
Okay, so there's actually a lot to look forward to and keep our eyes out for as we're reading through. And do you have any particular thing or stuff about the From the Lighthouse that you think your readers will love the most? What do you think people enjoy the most from the book?
I think that people who enjoy it will like deciding for themselves what's real and what's not, and not give some, you know, clues at the beginning about how Big Man thinks about things, like not thinks of somebody as, you know, a pyromancer, and Big Man is like, that's the fireworks technician, and not thinks about the mermaids, and Big Man's like, those are manatees. Cut it out. So I think that deciding whose perspective is right, the hyper-realistic perspective or Knott's more imaginative perspective, will be interesting for people who enjoy that kind of thing.
Mm. I do think there's a bit of fun with being deciding who's right, and also with deciding, like, figuring it out sometimes. Because if it's not clear all the time who actually is right, then that creates the opportunity to make your own decision and then have discussions with other people. If you have friends who have also read the book and be like, well, I think it's this way. And then you can get caught up in that. And I've experienced it myself with some friends who have read books in the past with me, and us having different views on it can always be a very fun conversation as well.
Yeah, I hope it would be a fun book club book, and maybe a fun book to torment high schoolers with. Ask them to interpret it and then go, can't we have something where the meaning is super clear?
The high school assignment book.
Yes. Read Animal Farm, which is about animals. And no, actually, surprise, it's about the, you know, socialist revolution in Russia. Like, okay, but isn't it also about animals?
Hmm. So I'm personally very excited for the release of From the Lighthouse. And I know that your fans are as well. And I wanted to thank you, Chad, for talking with me today and for being on the Writer's Triangle. And thank you to all of our beautiful moths for listening. Be sure to buy From the Lighthouse out February 1st. And Chad, can you tell us where we can find you? Social media, links, website, any of that?
I'm on Twitter at TheMusics. That's MUSICKS. And that's pretty much where I'm at. If people want to look me up on LinkedIn, I do connect for professional reasons there, but author is not my profession. So Twitter's probably where I'm at.
Okay. Well, you heard it here, everybody. Be sure to visit cinnabarmoth.com as well to check out the transcripts. And we'll also have the link to Chad's Twitter.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on today. It was nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.